Welcome again to the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that bell, get your Bible. And this time, turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5. We're going to begin our Bible reading this morning at 1 Timothy chapter 5. We have been studying about the great men and women of the Bible, and we have come to this lesson on Timothy, and having reviewed some of the things that we read in our old Sunday school lesson about Timothy, I thought it would be good to read these letters that Paul wrote to Timothy to understand what Paul was entrusting him with and the instructions given to him. And remember, these things serve as a pattern for us. When we learn what Paul wrote to Timothy about what the church ought to be and what he as a Christian ought to be, then we have a better understanding of what we ought to be and what the church today ought to be. And so that's why we have such a value in reading this. Now, before I get into this reading, I want to tell you that I was in town the other day, and there was a lady listening to her radio, and she happened to be listening to the Warren County Radio Bible School. Well, hearing that, I said to her, "That's a pretty good preacher." And she agreed with me. And then I told her it was me. Well, she looked surprised when she heard that, and she looked at me and said, "Well, you sounded older on the radio." It's interesting, isn't it, what people think when they hear a voice and they don't see the person that is speaking that voice. And if you're like me, many times I've heard someone on the radio and I've sort of imagined what they must look like. And very often I'm very wrong about their appearance, judging from their voice. But I want to tell you this. I'm not a very old man, but I'm not a young fella either. I'm certainly not as old as these Sunday school lessons, because the lesson we're going to be looking at the end of this is written in September 30th, 1923. And because these Sunday school lessons are old, maybe some people think that I am old, but I'm certainly not that old. But if you want to know what I look like, the best way to do that is to come by and visit us at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now with that, let's get to our reading of the letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy. Paul was out doing his work as a missionary and traveling about the Aegean Sea, and he wrote to Timothy, whom he had left at Ephesus, to take care of some business that he had while he was there. Now, this is religious business. This is church business. And this has to do with how we treat each other, and particularly about how we treat the needy and the elderly, and how we treat each other in the world, like how a servant would treat his master. And then also there's some warnings and some instruction in regarding to those who are rich. And so all of this is found in this beautiful letter that Paul wrote to his young protege. So let's read that. 1 Timothy chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. "Rebuke not an elder, but exhort him as a father, the younger men as brethren, the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, and all purity. Honor widows that are widows indeed, but if any widow hath children or grandchildren, let them first learn show piety toward their own family, and to requite their parents, for this is acceptable in the sight of God. Now she that is a widow indeed, and desolate, hath her hope set on God, and continueth in supplications and prayers night and day. But she that giveth herself to pleasure is dead while she liveth. These things also command, that they may be without reproach. But if any provide not for his own, especially his own household, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Let none be enrolled as a widow under 80 years old, having been the wife of one man, well reported of for good works. If she hath brought up children, if she hath used hospitality to strangers, if she hath washed the saints' feet, if she hath relieved the afflicted, if she hath diligently followed every good work. But younger widows refuse, for when they have waxed wanton against Christ, they desire to marry, having condemnation, because they have rejected their first pledge. And withal, they learn also to be idle, going about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also, and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. I desire therefore that the younger widows marry, bear children, rule the household, give none occasion to the adversary for reviling, for already some are turned aside after Satan. If any woman that believeth hath widows, let her relieve them. And let not the church be burdened, that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 17. Let the elders that rule be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and in teaching. For the scripture says, Thou shalt not muzzle the ox when he treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his hire. Against an elder receive not an accusation, except at the mouth of two or three witnesses. Let them that sin reprove in the sight of all, that the rest may be in fear. I charge thee in the sight of God and Christ Jesus and the elect angels, that thou observe these things without prejudice, doing nothing by partiality, laying hands hastily on no man, neither be partakers of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. Be no longer a drinker of water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thine off infirmities. Some men's sins are evident, going before unto judgment. Some men also they follow after. In like manner also there are good works that are evident, and such as are otherwise cannot be hid. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 1. Let as many as are servants under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and the doctrine be not blasphemed. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them, because they are brethren, but let them serve them the rather, because that they partake of the benefit are believing and beloving. These things teach and exhort. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 3. If any man teacheth a different doctrine, and consisteth not of to sound words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is puffed up, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and disputes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, wranglings of men of corrupt minds, and bereft of the truth, supposing that godliness is a way of gain. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, for neither can we carry anything out, but having food and covering we shall be therewith content. But they that are minded to be rich fall into a temptation and a snare and many foolish and hurtful lusts, such as drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, which some, reaching after, have been led astray from the faith, and have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on the eternal life whereunto thou wast called, and disconfess the good confession in the sight of many witnesses. I charge thee in the sight of God, who giveth life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed the good confession, that thou keep the commandment without spot, without reproach, unto the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is its own times he shall show who is the blessed and only Pontiate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who only hath immortality, dwelling in light unapproachable, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power eternal. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 17. Charge them that are rich in this present world that they be not high-minded, nor have their hope set on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, that they be ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on the life which is life indeed. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 20. O Timothy, guard that which is committed unto thee, turning away from the profane babblings and oppositions of the knowledge which is falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with you. Now that's the end of his first letter to Timothy. As I turn the page in my little New Testament, I come to the second epistle of Paul to Timothy. We often just simply call this 2 Timothy. Now when Paul wrote 2 Timothy, he was not a free man. He was in prison. And he feels like, and he's confident that he is soon going to be executed for the faith. And so there's a solemnness to this letter, but there's a firmness also and a resolve that resides therein, because Paul is confident of his faith. He's going to say, I've fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. And henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. And again in this epistle, Paul continues to admonish the young man Timothy to keep teaching the same things. Oh, that's so important. People think we need a new gospel for a new age. They need to go back and read 1 and 2 Timothy, where Paul told them to teach the old gospel in every age. Now let me read to you. We'll begin reading and we'll finish in the next class this second epistle to Timothy. And it begins with a salutation. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus through the will of God, according to the promise of the life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 3. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers in a pure conscience, how unceasing is my remembrance of thee in my supplications, night and day, longing to see thee, remembering thy tears, that I may be filled with joy, having been reminded of the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded in thee also. For which cause I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee through the laying on of hands.